You can help compose an electronic symphony this week in Breckenridge. Just look for an art installation called Interphase. When you touch the 8-foot-tall octagonal structure, you'll change how the music sounds. It's part of WAVE, a festival that features light, sound, and water art. CPR's Stephanie Wolf met the Denver artist who created the installation's musical framework.
Hi, my name is Justin Gitlin. I go by Cashflow. It's C-A-C-H-E. It's a little nerdy computer-based play on words. Along with my friends at AudioPixel, who do great LED sculpture and installation work, I'm building software that creates music and will be controlled by this interactive light sculpture that we're putting together, where people will be able to touch the sculpture and that will change how the music is composed. I'm taking cues from my history of writing my own music. I'm creating a huge collection of sounds that are sort of categorized, and then creating in software what's known as a step sequencer. So any drum machine or musical software that people use have this concept of a step sequencer, where you have maybe 8 or 16 slots or steps in the sequence, and you can turn each step on and off. The challenge is to create patterns inside of those steps that sound like music would, because every instrument has its own sort of conventions around how they're played, like a kick drum, a snare drum, and then the bass, the synth, piano keys. All of those have very different patterns that are generally understood to belong to that instrument. So I'm trying to create algorithms using randomness or noise or a combination of all those to sort of figure out the right patterns. Because if it's too random, it'll just sound like a mess. If it's too prescribed, it might sound too mechanical, or there won't be as many options, because I want this musical piece to sort of morph and change slowly over the course of the 4 days that it's running. So you never really hear the same thing twice, but it should always sound like music. As more people interact with the piece, it will speed up or slow down in tempo. So if nobody's touched it for a while, it will be very slow. And if a lot of people are interacting with it, it'll speed up to sort of dance music tempo, pretty fun and fast. We want people to laugh and be inquisitive and explore and just have fun. That's the goal.
You can interact with the installation at WAVE in downtown Breckenridge tomorrow. The free outdoor festival features work from artists around the world. It runs through Sunday. This is CPR News.